My next guest is Odin Brody. He's on the board of the Juneau Nordic Ski Club, and we're going to talk Nordic skiing for the winter. Odin, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, for having me.
All right. So the Juneau Nordic Ski Club, can you just sort of describe the scope of your club to our listeners?
The Juneau Nordic Ski Club, has, in its present form, has been around for about 30 years, and happy to say we've grown to about 350 members now. And really, 85% of what we do as far as our budget is grooming the trails. And primarily, we're responsible for the trails at the Mendenhall Campground, Mendenhall Lake, and Montana Creek. And then you have other trails that State Park sets or Eagle Crest as well. But those are our sort of focus areas. And so it really is our grooming trails, and maybe expanding the groomed trails in Juneau is our
I think
priority.
A lot of us think of Nordic skiing as free, but nothing's free, is it? Grooming probably costs you guys money.
Yes, it does. And as I said, 85% of the budget is goes to grooming, and a large part of that is our membership. And we'll talk more about our event this week, but we encourage people to become members. You might be if you are a lot of people use our shared trails, including dog walkers and snowshoers. So it's not just skiers that are welcome to join, but because that's what it takes. Is our groomers are all volunteers, but we have equipment to maintain and gas to buy. And
sure. And so your meeting and potluck is this Thursday. Is that right?
Yep. Or,
yep. The 29th.
Yep, this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Zantakahini Middle School. This year we're meeting upstairs in the library. And so we have a potluck, bring a dish to share, come renew your membership. We have a small silent auction this year with some really nice donated items that we're going to auction off. But we also – and this is the fifth year we've done it at DH or Zantakahini. We have a ski swap, and so people bring ski gear to either trade or sell or give away, or so that's fun too. But it's a fun event and some of the best food of the year.
All right, we'll come back and get the details for that again here before we go. How about you? Are you a skate skier or traditional cross country skier?
I certainly do both. I've got a graphic here of our signs that you'll see up at particularly Montana Creek, where you do have a track that's set for classic or stride skiing. And then the bulk of the trail is packed out for skate skiing, which is more like skating motion and doesn't require the set track. But keeping people off of that classic set track is we work hard to do that, because that's a lot of work to keep that. But so we try and set for both in all those areas.
I'm going to take a picture, listeners, of this graphic, this chart that Odin's brought in. It's pretty cool. And I'll put it at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. So on the right, like you said, we have the classic, we have the skate skiers, then walkers, and then dog prints. And it was interesting to hear you say that dog walkers love the groomed trails in the winter.
They do. It really is provides for groomed areas where you can you're not breaking through the snow. And the graphic sort of indicates that the walkers sort of staying away mostly from the classic track and walking off to the side is preferred.
So do you have dog walkers among your members?
We do. We have a few that have joined.
All right.
Yep.
And all right. So thinking about the potluck coming up, what should people bring?
Well, bring your own utensils so we don't use up a lot of disposable utensils. So plate, cups, forks, spoons, that sort of thing. But people bring chili or a number of things, soups, a hot dish or a salad, or you might bring a refreshment, something to drink. We will have some cups there.
And again, that's this Thursday from 6 to 8 at DZ, Zantakahini.
Yeah. And don't forget that the ski swap if you have some gear.
What are some examples of things people usually bring to the ski swap?
It might be a set of boots, skis, and poles that go together. Those are popular because if people can buy the whole set. But quite a few skis that people aren't – they've grown out of or they're moving to a different set of gear. So there would be quite a few skis in particular that people will bring.
Getting back to the trails, if I may, for a minute, thinking about the grooming that you all do, I think I've seen a snow machine at a couple of the sites. So you guys must have purchased that. What are some of the challenges for you guys with grooming?
We have a couple of snow machines and a track vehicle that pulls the groomer primarily at Montana Creek. So there are slightly different applications. Once the trail is well packed, it's easy to get the snow machines to pull the Ginsu groomer along. So the grooming machines are pulled by either the track vehicle or the snow machine.
What about how do you guys figure out when you can get out on Mendenhall Lake safely?
When the ice is safe, and there is somebody that does drill the ice. So we look for I can't tell you exactly the thickness, but adequate ice thickness and cold weather trends. Last year, we were able to groom the lake starting in December, and it really was great. It was some of the best skiing in town for a long time there over the holidays, and the number of skiers that we got out last year on Mendenhall Lake was really
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of blue sky days out there.
I'll take another one of those.
You kind of get the long view out on that lake. You know, it feels like you're in the wide open and lots of reflected light off the snow. It's lovely.
Yeah.
So people should go become members. They should come to DZ this Thursday from 6 to 8. If they can't make it to this meeting, how's another way they can contribute to the Juneau Nordic Ski Club?
Not only can you get your membership online, our website is jnski.org. You can also find us on social media, specifically Facebook. So on our website, you can get a membership. But our website has been recognized for its great interactive trail conditions. You can go there and see the latest postings about the trail conditions for Eagle Beach, the state park sets, for all three of the facilities we've talked about in Mendenhall, Montana Creek and Mendenhall Lake and Campground, and Eagle Crest as well, and even a backcountry feature for people that take it upon themselves to post where the cross-country skiing is great or maybe not great.
All right.
And that's all on our website as well.
Do you find that you split your time between downhill skiing and Nordic skiing, or do you tend to go more Nordic? Or
I tend to go more Nordic anymore. I do both. I'll get a ticket and downhill ski at Eagle Crest at the end of the year when I'm in good shape. And it's where you really want to mix it up. But no, a lot of skiers do both. We have a race program as well. For every other Saturday, we'll be hosting a race, and those are co-sponsored by the Juneau Nordic Ski Team, which we help out with. But that is a group of middle and high schoolers that want to do more than just learn how to ski. That more race oriented group, and so. And those races are posted on our website as well, and they're a lot of fun. We call them community races for that reason.
And adults are invited to participate as well.
And they might be a 5 or a 10K race or a buddy race, a sweetheart race around Valentine's Day, a relay race. Last year we had a classic where you got points for wearing your old knickers and bringing your wood skis and bamboo poles and so forth. And we might try to do that again this year.
Fun. So there's some social parts of the skiing for sure. What else is it about the sport that draws you to it?
It really is sort of a the club is a great community resource. Like I say, it opens up wintertime activities for people to do, and getting people out really is what we kind of get a charge of, besides just getting out and skiing, just seeing people out there and the kids programs. There's another Learn to Ski program, which it has been affiliated with the 4-H Club too. That's another youth program, and so we get information about those out on our website too. So,
all right, we've been speaking with Odin Brudy. He is on the board of the Juneau Nordic Ski Club. They're having their annual membership meeting and potluck this Thursday night at Zontakahini Middle School upstairs, November 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a potluck and ski swap and a chance to contribute to getting the trails of Juneau groomed. Odin, anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank the people that continue to get their membership. And we do get some generous donations from the community as well. We were able to upgrade our grooming equipment this year a little bit thanks to a Rasmussen grant. And so we just appreciate the people's getting a membership and contributing, but mostly coming out and skiing and making it fun. And the annual meeting is a very fun event too.
This Thursday, 6 to 8 at Zontakahini, and go to jnski.org. Is that right, Odin?
Yep.
For more information. Odin, thank you so much for coming on the
show.
Thanks,
Scott.
Now I guess we just need to get it to snow, huh?
Yeah. I'm psyched.
All right.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs.